Now is the time for us to secrete all of our past, to put it in the bin or in the to-do box, and all the stuff which is already past, put in the outbox. And between the outbox of the past and the inbox of the future lies the no-box of meditation, a beautiful peace where we have nothing to do. So this is a time of learning how not to do nothing, but nothing doing. So to be able to do that, or rather to be able to allow that to happen, we close our eyes, gently, and with our eyes closed, we just feel this body which has carried us around all day. It's just like checking our vehicle. I did hear there was one vehicle whose lights were still on. You still got that? Yes. So I said that that car, it's apparently from Victoria, it's left its headlights on. So either it's a big mistake or the car is enlightened. You will never be able to get back to Victoria tonight if you don't go and turn your lights off. So now we can forget about all that, close our eyes, and turn the lights up in our mind. Turn, first of all, turning the headlights onto our body. How does the body feel? So we bring a state of peace to our body. Peace is always accompanied by kindness. The two of them dance together around the present moment. Peace, kindness. Now we're being kind to our body. How are you sitting right now? With the eyes closed, you can become sensitive to the feelings in your body. When we're busy rushing around, when most of our attention is taken up by the sounds and the sights, it's so difficult to pay sufficient attention to our physical body to be able to listen to what it wants. Now, you are free from rushing, your eyes are closed. Ask your body, can I make you more comfortable now? If so, how? Whatever your body responds, then try and do that. Adjust the bottom, adjust the legs, adjust the back, the hands. Scratch the itches. I often say the reason why here we close our eyes before we start meditating is so that once the eyes are closed, you can scratch whatever part of your body you want and no one will see. When the body is relaxed, at ease, we can let go of the body and start focusing on the mind, especially the way the mind is usually running around to the past and the future. We deliberately focus our attention in the present moment, just now. As we focus on the present moment, it's as if we put two guards on our mind. One faces the past and says, now is not the time for thinking about you. Whatever has been done is finished. I will not look to the past for the next half hour. The one facing the opposite direction looks to the future. Whatever is going to happen, we'll leave it till later. One of the best ways of preparing for the future is being alert in the present. So those two guards protect the present moment from interference. You deserve this time out from the demands of the past and the future, from negativity about what happened, to fear about the future. So no worry, no memories can interfere with our peaceful time in the present. So just focus on the now, keeping those two guards vigilant so we don't allow anything from the past, nor anything from the future into our mind. And what's left, the remainder, when the past and future are no longer there, is what we call the present moment, just now. At first, it may not feel so comfortable in the present moment. If you linger there long enough, the present moment changes to the pleasant moment. It's a very wonderful time called now. No past, no future. Stay in this moment. By deliberately rejecting all memories of what happened. Deliberately rejecting all plans for the future. when the mind is reasonably present, doesn't need to be perfect, then turn the two guards into protecting you from the inner speech, from the habit to describe this world in names and concepts. Instead of thinking, we listen. In the same way that you can listen to the space between my words, so you listen to what comes before any thought. Listen to what happens after the thought ends, the silence which surrounds everything. When you hear that silence, it will grow. And you know what we mean by silent present moment awareness. Shh. Be still inside. No need to talk back. If you want to watch the present moment, now's a good watch the breath, now's the time. Just being aware of the breath going in, aware of the breath going out. So peaceful. start coming close to the end of the meditation, how do you feel? What change has there been in your mind over the last almost 30 minutes? This is where we use the insight to understand what peace truly means. At least to get some inkling into what peace is and how it can come from within your mind through this simple practice we call meditation. So I'm now going to ring the gong three times. When the last sound from the gong vanishes, that's a signal to come out for your meditation. So when we finish meditation, we always come out gradually here to the sound of the third ringing of the gong. Okay, there we go.